Skip it.
Today we're going to discuss who you could use to join into the minyan. You know, a lot of times, like we spoke yesterday, we think it's a minyan, he's in the other room. We spoke about that yesterday, but sometimes you can have people in the same room and they can't be counted for the minyan. So we spoke already in the piss about Mechallel Shabbos and those that don't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, Torah Shemiksav. We spoke about all these things. Today I'd like to talk about, to begin with, with the child. At what age could we start counting him in for the minyan? So, we all know that there used to be a custom, you have a kid, you tell him to hold a chumash, and they count him to the minyan. So the truth is, many brought this, and many have done this. You know, most Paiskim don't talk about it or bring it, or it's something which was, I don't know why it was done and where it comes from, but in today, we kamat don't find any minyan that will accept having a kid holding a chumash that he should be the 10th one for the minyan. So the question is, at what age could we count him for the minyan? The answer is bar mitzvah. Not that simple. Theoretically, bar mitzvah means that we could count him in because he's a gadol. The question is he really a gadol when he reaches what he calls, quote-unquote, bar mitzvah? So let's learn this inside. Nar shemalila yud gimel shana. How do we normally look at a gadol bar mitzvah? 13. That's how we... Let me ask you a question. Wouldn't it be more better, excuse me? Sir, why didn't you sit down here and learn instead of being busy with that?
I'm trying to recover from chapter 11.
Okay. So the question is, what age could someone start be counted? And we all say 13 bar mitzvah. Not that simple. So let me begin by Nar Shemalala Yigimel Shana, we know is Nasa bar mitzvah. And we know that he's chayy b'chol ha-mitzvahs. And theoretically, mitztarev la'asar l'chol davar shebekidusha. And the way we look at it is miyad imalois la'yud gimel shanim tzeskei chavim. That night, it's already not the next day, he's already bar mitzvah the night before. Shal oisa yoyim shenayilud bay. Nasa kegod l'chol davar. There's a famous question, what is a bar mitzvah? A boy, his first mitzvah. So the Gra says it's Kriya Shema. And that's why Me'emasai. The stipel used to say over, the first mitzvah is Kibud Avaim. So there's a story where the three Ger Rebbes, which were all brothers, the Beis Yisrael, the Leif Simcha, and the Pnei Menachem, they were sitting and discussing what is the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy has. So the Beis Yisrael said, Kriya Shema, the night, Kriya Shema, which is a gra, and that's why brachas begins, Me'emasai, the first mitzvah. The Leiv Simcha said, no, it's Kibud Avaim. The minute the bar mitzvah, he becomes Midairaisa Mechuyiv in Kibud Avaim. Pnei Menachem said, you know, I have a solution. We learned yesterday in the Daf Yomi that when there's a machlokes between Tehu Tanayim, Shalman went and made peace by making a pshara. He says, I have a good pshara. Tell the father to tell the kid to be mitzavim, to say Kriya Shema, and then he gets both in one shot, okay? He'll have the Kriya Shema and the Kibud Avaim. The point being, it's all good, but he might not be allowed to be counted for the minyan with all of this talk. Yeah? We're still going to learn about this. Now, Nasik God l'chol davar, the Ein Tzarek l'hamtad lo'isa show, and we know that you don't have to wait, for example, if you were born at 11 o'clock at night. Maybe I should wait till 11 o'clock at night to finish 13 years, right? No. I become a gadol when? 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the evening, as soon as the sun goes down. It has nothing to do with the tefillin, because the tefillin is what theoretically the next day. Ella b'mlais layit gimel shana. But, this was all theoretical. But, when you have a kid about mitzvah boy in shul, it's not so simple, you can use him for the minyan. Why? He might be 13 in years, but he's not necessarily 13 in his body maturity. Okay? So let's learn this. And here's another question. Let's say we say body maturity. How do we know a kid's a bar mitzvah boy? He walks into the shul. He's putting on tefillin. Today they put on tefillin earlier. Mm-hmm. How do you know that he's a bar mitzvah boy? And the answer is what? Because he wears tefillin? How do you know he's a bar mitzvah boy? And the answer is because he's testifying and claiming that he's a bar mitzvah boy. Right? But he's a cotton maybe. You can't trust him. You got a big problem. It's an interest. You know what it is? It's such an interesting topic because no one ever thought about it. You have a kid in shul. He's bar mitzvah. Do you know he's bar mitzvah? How do you know he's bar mitzvah? And even if, let's say, he's a maturity, yeah, but how do you don't know, right? So he has to testify that he's a bar mitzvah boy, right? He's the one who's claiming. But maybe he's a cotton. You can't believe him. So l'chatchila, because of this, l'chatchila ein listamech al edus hanar atzmai. You can't rely on the testimony of the child himself. Yeah? She'aymer shemal alay kvar shloy shesri shonik k'day l'tzar fila minya l'amir is kaddish v'kedusha. Av shirayin shumini atfilin. We take it on for granted. He's wearing tefillin. So what? Why she'yesh lachush? Maybe he's wearing tefillin earlier. How do you know? People start wearing tefillin. Ashkenazim, I don't know, maybe Sephardim. Most have it a month before. Lubavitch does it 2-3 months before. Chinuch. So how do you know? Look, that guy's wearing tefillin. You could use him for a minyan. V'lachein. And therefore, what do you need? You need l'shmaya mipi aviv shalanar. So if the father is there, so the father can testify that his son is 13 years old. Okay. How do you know that? Maybe it's ish mipi ish then. The father only knows because the kid told him. Or if you know somebody who says, well, I heard from the father, or whatever, he knows him for years. Even though in Hilchas Edus it's weak, because it's Ed Mipi Ed, but it best would be if you could find someone who knows the kid since he's born. That could say that he's actually a bar mitzvah boy.
Who's so that? The kid tells you he's bar mitzvah, can I believe
maybe him? Not.
Well, who's that person?
So whatever the kid tells you, you don't believe him at all.
Oh, yeah, okay, slow down. I see already. I see where this is going. I see he's going home already with this halacha.
Who knows the kid for 13 years other than the father?
The point being, today, no one really makes an issue about this. So because b'di'evit, there's room to say, well, okay, we could trust him, maybe, and I'll explain to you why. If yesh teirich tzibur la'amtin la'shlamas ha-minyan, if it's hard to find a minyan, which means, when are you going to start looking for people to say about this guy, he's number 10, that he's a grown-up? Yechaylim lismach al edes hanar, b'di'evid, you can rely on what the kid tells you. La'shlima la'sar afilu lo'imer kalach hazarim kedusha b'chz kayanim. But it's a b'di'evit. L'chadchila, you got your, well, some of it is drabbanan. You know what the problem is? Some of it is deraisa. I'll soon show you why. Okay, so let me repeat again because you're learning a new concept. And that is, every guy walks in. You know how many times you have four bar mitzvah boys? You hear? You walk in and there's four of them.
Why do you make it this similar or something?
Shh. Sometimes you have four of them. What do you do? I don't see. There's four kids here. I have four bar mitzvah boys. You walk in, you want to use them for the minyan. How do you know they're big people? How do you know they're grown-ups? Elamai, because they claim so. They might be tanim. How do you know? And could a person be made on himself? Which means in Hilchas Edus, it's very complicated. Elamai, the father says, how does the father know? Father's listening because the kid told him. So it's A mipi 8, unless you have somebody that knows the kid is 14 years old. Okay. Now, I'm not even getting into the issue of even when a kid is 13, for sure, he might not be a gadol, because he might not have the simanim that are needed for gadolim. When it comes to deraisa, many are very strict on this. For example, for reading a parsha Zachar, they'll say they can't have a bar mitzvah boy. In Lakewood, I'm telling you the truth, I have a problem with the Bali Kriya, that if they're bar mitzvah boy, people in the shul make, they don't want, because who says he's bar mitzvah boy? Who said? Okay, Rabbi, so you have to try to realize it's a shir and not a chavrus. I can't learn with every guy individually. It's a shir. Gotta respect the system here. Every guy pops up with a question in the middle, it ruins the whole shir. Respect, it's a shir. What's a shir? I talk and you guys listen. So what's the point? The point is that when you have a bar mitzvah boy, you don't know if he's a bar mitzvah boy. So what are we saying? Oh, maybe we could take on, and this guy could say it in the name of this guy, even though it's not a real Eidus, Eid Mipied. But maybe that's only for Drabbanan. How do you know for Deiraisa that works? So for Parsha Zachar, it could turn into a big story. Like I told you, B'nai Torah make this story even not Parsha Zachar. And I have news to you. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef is part of this group of people who make a problem with this, even not Parsha Zachar. In Parsha Zachar, I once told you a great story. You said he's embarrassing. That's a good point. I told you over there, Avshalom Shvadron used to say, Ani, me, I myself saw Haman reading Parsha Zachar. I saw Haman reading Parsha Zachar, Timchet Zechar Malach. Well, how did you see Haman? Avshalom Shvadron saw Haman. He says, yeah, I was once in a shul. And there was a regular Bal Kaira, good Bal Kaira. Parsha Zachar, he didn't show up. Something happened, he didn't show up. So they needed someone to read the Torah. So there was a kid there that said, you know, I know how to read. He said, my bar mitzvah was 3-4 weeks ago. I prepared the parshias. I could read it. Okay, fine, go. They let him read it. Then when it came to Parsha Zachar, somebody got up and said, wait a minute. For Parsha Zachar, maybe he's not a gadol, maybe he's a katan. How could you... Now, there's a Rebbe Akiva Eger that says that we rely on Chazaka, which means if he is 13 in years, we can take on Chazaka that he's probably a godly maturity in his physical body. But that's only Chazaka. That's only a Chazaka. The question is it good enough for a Deiraisa? Is it good enough for a Deiraisa? So many say, well, not for Deiraisa. So therefore, if you don't know for sure that he's a grown-up, you cannot have him read Parsha Zachar. The people in the shul, they couldn't care less. They don't know anything about Rabbi Kivager, not Lacha. So when the kid wanted to finish the reading with the Parsha of Zachar, this guy got up and started yelling and screaming, how do you know he's a gadol? The people in the shul said, you're embarrassing. What are you out of your mind? He just read for you. What are you doing? Don't make a whole story out of it. He said, no, but it's a deraisa, Parsha Zachar. So the guy got so angry, he pushed the kid away, and he himself got up, and he read Parsha Zachar. Said Rav Shalom Shvadron, oh, I saw Haman read Parsha Zachar. I saw it, my own eyes. I saw a Haman read Parsha Zachar. Okay. Now, I do want to point out, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef makes the same issue, not only by Parsha Zachar, but for regular davening, that he should be the Shliach Tzibur. To be a mitzdarfin for the minyan, we'll play this, okay, it's good enough, but the Yevet, okay, lechatchili, you should try to find out that he's a gadol, if it's not taking too much time. You should not have a kid go up to Davin, even if it's just once in a while. Elim came shomu mufurish came in pi aviv, unless you hear clearly from his father, shanar mali lebna yud gimel shanim vehevi bei Cyrus. It's very machmer, very interesting.
Father the Karo, how can you believe
it? I just told you, it's a great question. We spoke about this. In Hilchas Eidos, it's weak, but this is the best we could do. You hear the question? You hear? You have a kid, they always tell him to daven Ma'ariv, the night of his bar mitzvah. Who davens Ma'ariv in the shul of Shliach Tzibur? They usually have the kid do it. So, L'chayr Shliach Tzibur. Ah. So let's talk a minute. So the Shliach Tzibur you don't want him to be, but maybe that's only for Shachris. Maybe it's only for Shachris.
Not Ma'ariv.
And not Ma'ariv. Let's discuss that. If let's say nobody in the shul knows how to be a shliach tzibur because he doesn't know how to say it like Shmulik says it, and every ka, he doesn't know how to do it that way. He doesn't know how to be a shliach tzibur. So what do? Nira sheyesh latir b'shas tchak gdola kizot l'ashot l'nar sheyered lifnei ateva. So you're allowed to permit what? To have him go in front of the thing, but oifin aroi, kidei liskotam betfilas achazara b'amiras kedusha b'skana, avo bishle neidel lanum hevi beisayris, ein ashli atzibur oifin atei aloyim advarim shibekedusha, she'enim ella midivrei soifrei. Because at the end of the day, it's only what midivrei soifrei. Ulam, ulam letfilas arvis. For Ma'ariv, you can be Mekel. So when they take the bar mitzvah boy and they let him daven Ma'ariv, Shliach Tzibur, that's okay. Shemalu lo yud gimel shana. Kedei shlo yizbatla tzibur, mishmias kaddish, ubarachu ukedusha. But you know what the problem? The way he makes it sound is, it's only b'di'eved. It's only b'di'eved. Which means, in order the people shouldn't have no minyan. But is it l'chatchila that you should take the kid and tell him to daven Ma'ariv the night of his bar mitzvah? Maybe not. Maybe not. It's a nice topic, you see? It's a very interesting topic, yeah?
Can you speak a little bit about Bar mitzvah,
okay, so I just explained to you. The real bar mitzvah is the Bes Sa'arot. The Bet Sa'arot. When he's 13, what happens is we take on that he probably has the Bet Sa'arot. But that's a chazaka. A chazaka means probably mistama. The question is chazaka b'makom she'efshar livrureh. Is not a chazaka when it's the oraita. For drabana, we can come and say chazaka is good enough. But chazaka, where it's the oraita, b'makom she'efshar livrure, ze lo chazaka. Kacha masbir Rabbi Akiva Eger. By yeshivot, kishomrim chazaka de Rabbi Akiva Eger, mitkavnim, they have, the intent is this point about the betz arot of the child at his bar mitzvah. It's called in the yeshivot, Chazaka Rebbe Akiva Eger. They'll always say, Chazaka Rebbe Akiva Eger. What is it? That he's probably a gadol, because 13 usually comes together with
Betzarot.
Now, is this good enough for the davening? So again, even though the davening is only drabanan, but if you could do something else to get someone else to daven, then you should. So, and then there's another thing, the Ma'ariv. There's not much in the Ma'ariv. What's in the Ma'ariv? It's just Kaddish, Kedusha. Now, I want to discuss one or two more points which are very interesting, all right? One is, when someone doesn't hear and doesn't speak, Yesh lo din shaita. He has a din of a shaita. And the din of a shaita is that you can't be mitzarif from a minute. If someone is a real, full-fledged and bodat, you can't use him for a minyan. In the Gemara, mish ena shomea, veno medaber, shote. Mish ena shomea, veno medaber. I would say here too, mish ena shomea, shiur v'rak medaber, gam shoite. Yoter mi shoite. Okay? Havu mish ena shomea. Reino midaber is shaita. The question is, you hear the question? The question is, today, they do so much work with them. They have schools, they teach them sign language. There's so many ways how to make someone that you should be able to. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says there's two deot in this. Some say that today there's no such a thing as cheresh and shomea ve'ena medaber. No such thing. Today we teach them. They're intelligent. Yeah? And some say, v'yesh cholkim v'omrim shegam bizmanenu din cheresh ilim kishote. Ve'en mitzarev l'minyan. So let's see. What do you do when you have two deot and it's a safek? Nira, nu, shayikar, shal'inyan tziruf l'minyan. It's only drabana. Oh, going back to drabana. Mutil etzar for laminyan lamiras kadosh kedusha baruch hu kima shemachshavas nikrutay ma'isim. They're obviously davening, right? Not that retarded, right? They're not that stupid. They're davening, so therefore mutil etzar for laminyan lamiras kadosh kedusha baruch hu kima shemachshavas nikrutay ma'isim shemisnai kibikeach ubar dat ella shirauy linog shim ein minyan biladav. If he's number 10, shelo loma chazara. Because that might be deraisa. Because that's only drabbana. So it's not that simple. When someone is deaf mute, not that simple to be. You know, for example, you're in one of these homes for these type of children. So you want to be mitzarev them to the minyan. It's not that simple. Not that simple. Okay. Now here's another one which is more relevant, all right? A different type of a shaita. And that is, we have a minyan and this guy runs out in the middle of the minyan, because he has to go to work. The Olam's Davini, he's number 10. He's number 10, this guy's running in the middle. Anybody die? Okay, so let's see. Imhayu asara, v'hizchu hashli yotzibu laimes hachazara. Yotzu mitzasan! So what do? You don't have a minyan. Continue. Continue. You say Chazar Afil Shein Shamin. Afil Miyatzim Iktsas and Kaidim Akdusha. Even if they left before Kedusha, Yamshba Chizam Akdusha. But Tiskabel? That's a machloik is Svardim and Ashkenazim. Svardim hold, there's no Tiskabel after that. If you don't have dominion, stop. Ashkenaz, Das Ramah, you could say Tiskabel. Vuhu Shiyashoya Rav Minyan. But you need at least Rav HaMinyan. If you have three people there, you started with 10, and 7 left, you got to stop. There's no Shlir Tzibur. There's no Chazar Sashat. Umi Kamakim, just because we're saying you're allowed to continue, so you'll say, so what's the big deal, right? They're anyway continuing to daven. So what's the big deal if I leave? I'm number 9 or number 10. I left. Could they continue? Yes. So what's the big deal? Avla veira he loves this. Aleim nemar the oizve Hashem yiklu. It's a curse. Avol nishra sara. But if there's 10, number 11 could leave. If there's 10, number 11 could leave. Vim yatzu miktsas me'asara. Achash yischilu yaitzer. But if let's say you're missing the minyan after you started baruchu yotzeh morot. Which means before the Shemoneh Esrei, that's it, you're done. Lo yaimru chazar. Now let me tell you two more halachas, and then we'll stop. One is a very interesting one. Could a shikur daven?
He can daven Purim.
He can
daven. It's like get to Purim. You know, in some of the shuls in Bar Park, they have mincha. The oilam is dead drunk.
Everything that's right.
So mishu shikur. Ava Pishan or Shailus Palo.
Of course
not. Now, who said of course not?
You can't.
Tell me, could a shikur bench?
Yes.
Birchat Hamazon?
No, he can't.
No, of course not. He How can't. Do you he know? Are you a rabbi?
A little bit.
So Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, right? Moshe, you hear?
You hear what's going on?
So let me teach you the rule of thumb. Whatever you guys say, mutter, I know it's asur. And whatever you guys say is asur, I know it's mutar.
Everything is mutar.
Okay.
Ashkenazi have restrictions.
So let me begin by telling you that Tosa brings from Yerushalmi that tefillah a shikur can't do. Tefillah. Chatamazon. Let's read it inside.
Only first three brachos.
Mikan shishikur osur l'spalu. Daf lamed aleph amud bet. Lamed aleph amud bet in brachos. Yerushalmi b'mesechtes brach tmura trumais perikama. Reb Zeir Boyi, Reb Zeir asked, Shikur, ma'u shivarech? Can he make a bracha? Amalei, it says, v'achalta? Savata berachta. So, achalta v'savata, you're full of drink also. You're full? Huh? We spoke about it. Afilu medumdam. Pirush. Afilu shatui v'shikur. Kol kach she any ochel ledabe karoi. So davening, he can't do.
How's he gonna bench?
Shh, davening, he can't do. Benching, he could do. The question is, can I use him for a minion? And the answer is, mikamakam itzdarav leminion asara la'amiras dvarim shebikedusha.
It's not gonna answer.
I feel any ochel ledabe rak imu shikur kolot. He's that drunk that he has no idea what's going on, like you guys when you come here in the morning. He has no idea what he's talking about or what he's doing. Dinok is shote. There's two types of shote. One with a tet and one with a tuff. And they're both shote. And you can't count them to the minyan. Upatur min ha-mitzvot. Now possibly if a guy is so drunk that he doesn't know what he's complete, he can't bench either. It's only Shani Achal Adabri, he's a little midumdam, a little mitumtam, a little atmarojana from the wine, midumdam, mitumtam, he could bench. But really, for tefillah, he can't do. Now, one final halacha, this is for you guys. You ready?
Yep.
A lot of times people go to Bet HaKvarot. They want to go on the tzion of a parent, a grandparent, so they look for a minyan. Some, when they couldn't find the minyan, you know what they came up with? An interesting innovation. We know, tzadikim b'mitatam, kruim chayim. So let's use them for the minyan.
Just bring out the
Why are you laughing? There are people who did it, and Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef addresses this.
Bring the
shots
out.
That's the key word. And what's the proof? Amru. He said about himself that when he dies, he's free of the mitzvahs. So if David said he died, then okay.
Hey, you're free of mitzvot, but you're not free of glorifying Hashem, saying amen.
Listen, there's a whole world that says if you go to Kiryat Tzadikim, a kohen is allowed to go because Tzadikim kruim chayim and they're not mitame. You know that, right? They say that Kehanim, some of them, they go, they say Tzadikim, are not mitamah because they're Kruim Chayim. Tosis brings it. Tosis brings it for Rabbeinu Chayim Kayin. It's not a joke. We're not saimach on it. Anyways, the point being, Lefikach, therefore, Yeshlim Chabela, Nagim Lekash, Liat Kivet Tzadikim, Vayreim, Be'erbash Chaydish, Nisberish Chaydish, El Afilain, Shaminyan, Atzorish, Al Nashim. No Kaddish, no Kedusha. If there's no minion, if they do it, and they'll say, well, it's tzaddikim, I'm tzarved them for the minion, don't answer amen. And if you do, it's bechlal amen yitomah, which means you answer amen to not a bracha. You can't run around saying amen for nothing. Baruch Hashem li'aylam.
Amen.
There you go.
Huh? Yeah, dude.